The program is modeled on the college savings plan, which is also operated by the Comptroller's Office. It allows an account to be set up in the name of any New Yorker diagnosed with a disability before the age of 26. Friends and relatives can contribute up to $14,000 a year for a total of $100,000, and the money can be used tax-free to help pay for the disabled person's education, housing, transportation, and other expenses. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says the program is even more important now with uncertainty over what President Trump and Congress may do to repeal or change the Affordable Care Act.
There's so much anxiety because of the uncertainty at the federal level, especially for those who depend on support from government. This is a counterpiece of good news to hopefully allay fears and concerns.
Jim Vaccaro set up a fund for his four-year-old son, Matthew, who has Down syndrome. He says it's a more realistic alternative than setting up a trust fund, which he says requires an upfront investment of at least $10,000 plus taxes. He says the savings account will give him peace of mind.
Matthew will have more independence, greater financial security, and a better quality of life, something every parent wants for their child.
The money will not count against a person's eligibility for supplemental security income, but the federal Medicare and Medicaid systems have not yet ruled on whether the savings account money might count against a person's eligibility for government health care services. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.